Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are checking sports this morning with the good friend Mike Max. Mike Max, how are you doing?
Good to hear you, buddy.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say that. So, yeah, good to have a chance to fill in a little bit just for one day today. And then Dave is back with you tomorrow morning. Hey, let's talk about a couple of stories. How rare a rainout at Anaheim. I think Jimmy Erickson did some calculating. It's only the 12th time in 53 years that they have had a rainout at Orange County since that ballpark opened there.
See, they should have built a dome.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that was something that, you know, and it was a strange rainout because the and this speaks to just to your point. Yeah, it wasn't raining at night. It was sunny, but they got so much rain in the afternoon, and they're so ill-equipped. It sounds like they only had like 5 or 6 groundskeepers. I mean, you know, like the Target Field has this unbelievable drainage system, so that if it rained as much as it did in Anaheim yesterday, it wouldn't matter. It would just drain it and it'd be ready to go. But out there, I'm sure they go, well, we don't need to put a drainage system in, you know.
What are the odds?
So that was really a strange one. And, you know, that's the one thing you guys count on is that you play the games in the same weather in L.A., so they'll do it again today. So luckily they had the off day for both teams, and the way these leagues are set up now, where you only play teams, and then you don't play them again the rest of the year. You got to get them in when you can, because only division teams that you played, you play off, and everybody else. Like the Twins are done playing Houston already. They're done playing Baltimore already. It's weird the way they schedule these.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, but it does screw up a day off. Does that screw up rotation at all? Will it still be Perez going today?
Yeah, that shouldn't screw up anything. I'm sure they'll stay with what they've got, and they'll pick it up again and play Chicago, and then they play Monday, Tuesday, have Wednesday off. So, yeah, they should be just fine as far as the rotation goes. That shouldn't affect it at all. And listened to Rocco last night on our pregame show. It sounded like he wanted to keep that rotation as steady as he could in terms of the guys pitching their turns so that it doesn't get out of sorts because they've had such a weird schedule.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, talk about baseball and Gophers here. They kind of ran into a buzzsaw last night with Nebraska.
Yeah, I mean, it was Wow, the Altavilla kid from Lakeville North, Washington High School, great hockey player there, too. Had a triple and started and gave him 2 runs. Then he had a big RBI a little bit later, and all of a sudden the floodgates opened. Frederickson's a good pitcher for the Gophers, and he got roughed up pretty good last night. They just couldn't get it right. They didn't play well defensively. And then Nebraska. The game's in Omaha. Now, remember, the University of Nebraska is in Lincoln's, but it's still kind of like a home game there. They get a big crowd showing up. It's the same place they play the College World Series. But they really put the Gophers back to the wall. I think, aside from that game, the top 3 seeds, I think, got beat yesterday in the Big Ten tournament. Moved into the loser's bracket, which is really unusual. But it also makes it that much tougher for the Gophers because that tells you what the loser bracket's going to look like trying to come back through there. So last year they went to the Super Regional against Oregon State, and this year they've had a couple injuries, notably Max Meyer, but they just haven't had that same magic. So that is now a long, long road to come back.
Hey, something else happened yesterday. Timberwolves made some news as they will be saying goodbye to all of their assistant coaches, with the exception of one, of Malik Allen. But what is that? Should that be a surprise? Or once you know that you are no longer the interim coach, do you say, I want to make this my team, put my stamp on this?
I don't know who had what to say about it. I do think that Gerson Rosas will have a lot to say about these things. And I do think this is just my deduction watching him in the press conference, the way he operates, that he is going to be very much in every decision that's made and in every decision that Ryan makes. I, you know, they say it's a partnership, but I think he's got I think he thinks in his mind he's got two votes, Ryan's got one, if you will, you know, on some of this stuff. So I was surprised. You never know how that's going to turn out when assistant coaches, and I feel terrible for assistant coaches in every sport, because head coaches leave and they usually got, you know, some form of a golden parachute. Assistant coaches, it's not that way. And now this late in the game, I hope they all have contracts for next year they get paid on, because this late in the game, you can't just find work. And it's a difficult thing that one coach's son, I've seen that 12-year-old phenom out in Wayzata, just a great basketball player. And you go, okay, you know, he's going to be a great basketball player wherever he is, but then you shuffle on to the next school and you try to find a way. And that's just tough stuff.
Shortly before you joined us, we had a conversation with Phil Esten from St. Thomas. It became official yesterday that the Tommies will be involuntarily removed 2 years down the road from the MIAC. We touched on the idea of moving up or perhaps being approached by other D3 schools, D2 schools. Give me your thoughts on where the Tommies go from here.
They're well fortified to do, you know, they've got money, and that's a big part of it. And they've got location, and, you know, it's up to them in terms of what they want the vision to be and what they want the alumni to be. I think they're semi-ready for this. If they go to the NSIC, they have what you call a natural traveling partner, because Concordia University and St. Paul, a lot of these, in that conference, they'll go and they'll play games consecutive nights, and they want you as close, you know, proximity-wise as possible. So they've got that, and Augustana's leaving that league. So in some respects, you could say that makes some sense. The Division One part of it, you have to be in Division Two for 8 years before you go to Division One. Some people think that there's an appeal process that you might be able to win under, you know, duress when you get kicked out of a league. It's different, obviously, so maybe they'd have a leg to stand on. I think that they'll do something. I don't know, but I don't see them. I just don't see a good fit with it. They go to the Wisconsin League. It's a Division III league, but it'd be every team from Wisconsin and then them, and then you travel, you know, to Whitewater, long places for everybody. So I don't know that works really well. The coaches that I talked to from other MIAC schools were pretty upset. They wanted to keep St. Thomas in the league. And so that's surprising. I don't know how this went down with the presidents and whatnot, but I think that St. Thomas ultimately will be a winner in there somehow. I think that they're going to, you know, Phil Esten has Division One experience, so he knows how the game was played across the country, you know, in terms of budgets and expenses and those things that you have to do if you're a scholarship school. But I think that this will probably ignite their alumni and their donor base, and they'll do something big with it. That's what I think will come of it.
All right. Well, we will check some more sports with you, including perhaps a change in an NFL rule that will, I'm sure, most definitely will make the game move faster, Mike. So we can talk about that an hour from now on WCCO.
Thanks, John.
Take care. Mike Max again. Sports to the Max here. WCCO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.